We're about to meet a New York-based artist who's learned how to extract her sweat all in the name of art. Now, there's a growing olfactory art movement. I love this, an olfactory art movement. And there are artists whose work ranges from making stinky cheeses out of human bacteria to investigating the smell of fear. But rarely does it become so intimate as with our next guest. She's New York artist Martinka Vavshrenyak, and she's produced a distillation of her sweat, which is available for anyone to smell. You can buy it in specially designed vials, and Martinka joins us now on Books and Arts Daily to explain. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Did you hear those ballet dancers saying that girl sweat is a more pleasant substance than boy sweat?
Yes, I do a lot of hot yoga and try and avoid putting my mat down next to the men in the class.
So this is right. Girls' sweats are just a nicer commodity to work with than boys' sweat.
Men sweat a lot more, but I actually do like the smell of male sweat.
So you've put together an exhibition called Smell Me, that is, Smell You, and tell us about it. We actually get down and smell you, do we?
Yes, the show was first in New York at the end of 2012, and I extracted the essence of my sweat, tears, hair, there was an installation part to the exhibition in which you entered a scent chamber and inhaled my essence in an oval structure.
And what gave you the idea that this would be a good way to spend your time, getting other people to sniff your most intimate emissions?
I wanted to create a purely visceral self-portrait, which was to be experienced through a different sensation than the normal way of viewing art through your eyes or even through your ears. And I thought it was a very sort of primal way of experiencing a person as well as a piece of art, is to inhale them.
Chris McCullough, if you're an art historian, have you had much to do with the art of smell?
Well, as I say, when you're performance art in particular is often deeply physical and in an endurance sense often can go for hours and often involves forms of containment and constriction. So, yes, it's there. But, Martinka, I wanted to ask you, when you use the word essence, it's a double meaning there. I mean, it's the essence as in you've distilled this liquid. But are you meaning also your essence?
I actually think of it as a very biological description of the essence, since it's literally my DNA squeezed out, essence of my sweat, like an essential oil of my body. But at the same time, it's a metaphor for what you would call the spiritual or some other form of essence of the person.
And at a biological level, do you think they're detecting unconsciously? I mean, are they returning to a certain primal state themselves and perhaps comprehending meanings without even realizing it?
Yes, because sweat has different messages in the pheromones that get delivered to people on a subconscious level that they are being sent through these chemicals and somehow reacting to it in whichever way their chemistry is reacting that day.
So how do you go about collecting your sweat, Martinka? What are the practicalities here?
Well, actually, I did a lot of research and ended up getting a research team at Hunter College, which is the City College in New York, and I worked with three students who, together with me, figured out how to isolate the aromatic essence out of my actual sweat. By me going to a hot yoga class in a specially pre-treated t-shirt and then wearing it and bringing a sweaty t-shirt to the lab and then going through a series of processes where all that was left was the aromatic oils in that sweat.
And then did you have volunteers that you tried out the effect on?
You mean people to smell me?
Yes, smellers who said, yes, that works, or maybe
yes,
you need a bit more, you know, this pheromone or that pheromone. I don't know.
Well,
how does it work?
That was actually my real essential oil that we're talking about here. So my husband confirmed it does smell like me, so.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that makes sense.
It was my sweat. It was just the water part of the sweat distilled.
But is this right? You've also
evaporated.
You've also created a synthetic perfume based on your sweat.
Right. So that was what was for sale as the art pieces. There was 10 organic essences that were from me, actually my DNA. And then in order to have the scent chamber, I had a top perfumer recreate a synthetic version of this. And that's what was running in the scent chamber in a diffuser for 30 days.
Now, I know that one of the perfumers you've worked with is Dawn Goldworm, and she says this about your sweat, your scent. Overall, being a vegan, her body smells very wet and sweet, like lactones and coconut water, with an infusion of fresh green notes and spices. Her nightshirt smell is deep and warm, like a small, delicate animal in hibernation, and her hair smells like a memory from my childhood. So basically, you smell like a 12-year-old who's lived on an organic farm all your life.
Yeah, I guess you smell like what you eat, which is what we learned through this process, which is quite amazing.
Yeah.
I just wanted to think about this idea of it being a self-portrait, Martinka, because within art history, self-portraits are often deeply orchestrated. I mean, artists are really constructing how they show themselves to their audience. Do you aspire to, I guess, orchestrate your olfactory self-portrait to make people think better of you, or can you control your audience, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Well, I can't control what I smell like. This is really
You could if you tinkered, couldn't you?
But I didn't want to. I went into this project actually a little concerned. What if I smell bad, but I'm still going to do it? And in a way, it was the most exposing self-portrait you could ever do. It's like more exposing than doing a nude, because it's your last level of privacy left that you're sharing with the world. It's like standing in the middle of the street and having strangers sniff your armpit.
Yes, that's a wonderful place to end. Martinka, thank you for joining us. It's been a very intimate and unexpected conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Martinka Vavshrednik, her exhibition is in Amsterdam. It's called Smell Me, and if you're in Amsterdam, it opens in May, in the month of May, and it's there for a month. So you can run along there and smell what Martinka smells like. And she's got a website. There's a link to that on our website.